AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Two Senate committees jointly checking security failures surrounding the January 6th assault on the Capitol by backers of former President Donald Trump report poor planning and multiple layers of bureaucracy led to the violent siege. In an effort to be bipartisan and find quick agreement on security improvements to the Capitol, Senate Democrats wrote the report with the Republican counterparts and largely steered clear of addressing the former president's role, leading Republican leader Mitch McConnell to insist there's no need for further investigation.
Today's report is one of the many reasons I'm confident in the ability of existing investigations to uncover all actionable facts about the events of January 6th.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says a congressional commission needs to take a long, hard look as to the why the attack happened.
With the exception of a brief reference to former President Trump's remarks at the Ellipse, Senate Republicans insisted that the report exclude anything having to do with the cause of the insurrection.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden leaves tomorrow for the G7 summit.
He's been getting ready for 50 years. He has been on the world stage. He's known a number of these leaders for decades, including President Putin and including a number of the leaders he'll see at NATO and he'll see at the G7.
The president will also meet with Russia's Vladimir Putin in Geneva. Acting U.S. Attorney Randy Grossman says criminal gangs divulge plans for moving drug shipments and carrying out killings on a secure messaging system secretly run by the FBI.
The criminals using these devices believe they were secretly planning crimes far beneath the radar of law enforcement. But in reality, the criminals were not underneath the radar. They were on it. The FBI was monitoring those conversations.
The operation led to police raids in 16 nations, more than 800 people arrested. This is AP News. Vice President Kamala Harris, as she wraps up her two-day visit to Guatemala and Mexico, says the visit is to look at both Central American migration toward the U.S. and the reasons for the migration.
The work that we are doing by being in Guatemala yesterday and Mexico today is the work of reinforcing the point that we have to look at not only what is actually happening at the border, but what is causing that to happen.
Harris, in her meetings with the presidents of both countries, also talked about economic investment and increased enforcement against trafficking, smuggling, and corruption. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost files suit in state court asking Google to be declared and regulated as a public utility. Yost says Google has a dominance in a way that is discriminatory and anti-competitive. The suit, while not asking for monetary damages, does ask the court to require Google to offer sources or competitors rights equal to its own. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.